about the struggles of Matthew Stafford since the second half of Pittsburgh, the fall off, it's absolutely striking in every category. What's happened to him, and have you ever considered making a change?
I haven't considered making a change. Matt's our quarterback. He's going to remain our quarterback, and he's going to play well for us. Anytime a quarterback struggles, you know, that I think the first thing you look at is it's all about the team. And we haven't played well enough around him at other times. I mean, there were some times we dropped some passes. There were some times that we cut guys loose or got beat in protection. Other times that he can make a little better throw, and we just need to be better around it. We need to be better blocking. We need to be better catching. We need to be better running the football. We do that. We support the quarterback. You know, we can play better on defense. We can play better on special teams. It's not just about one person. You know, but you know, we'll get him back.
Do you feel like you hold him accountable enough for when he makes mistakes and when he makes errors? Because they seem to be the same things week after week, the same types of turnovers week after week.
Well, I think we hold all our players to a high standard, but we also don't, publicly shame them. We've never done that with any player. I think that he's no different than any other player when it comes to that. I mean, that's just the way it is. But. He's our quarterback, and he's going to play well for us. And we're one game down with two to play. There's a lot of things that can happen every these next 2 weeks, and Matt's a big part of our ability to be successful.
And the question about making a change, not for the long term, but just a relief, what you said this week.
Well, I mean, here's and the answer is no. But when would you have made that change? Would you have made it before that? Drive that we took the lead? Is that when you would have made that change? Would you have made it after? Would you have made it after we threw the touchdown pass that gave us the lead, and then we saw a guy kick a 61? It was at the time to replace him. I think that's what you get into, is you get into that stuff, and you say, hey, he's our quarterback. There's not many teams in the league that'll yank a quarterback, that'll shuffle a quarterback back and forth. I don't think that's a very productive environment either. Like I said, it's about our efficiency as a team and as an offense, and we can all do a better job there.
Does he need to work with – I mean, I don't think he has one of these, quarterback guru coaches that he works with in the offseason. Does he need to have that, or long-term, how do you work on his issues, his accuracy issues and such?
Well, first of all, I think he's an accurate passer, and we have coaches here. I don't know anything about quarterback gurus or anybody else that works with them. I mean, I really don't. I don't know where that benefit from that would be. Matt's a very mechanically sound quarterback. And like I said, we need a better job supporting him. There's certain plays that he can play a little bit better. We can play a little bit better around him, and I think that's the key.
Did he look at all impatient to you at times last night, some of those throws?
I don't know which one. Probably the only one that I would say yes would be the one screen pass to Joik. Yeah, that was one that he was anticipating a little bit different, and he thought, when it's a screen pass, you're generally going to let the line come, and you're going to be bailing backwards when you throw. And he was anticipating that, and the rush really never came, and he had more time than he probably thought he was going to have. I think that's probably the only example that I would recall from the game that, rushed.
You said very mechanically sound. I think we went round about that last year, just his mechanics. When does he get out of the proper mechanics? When he's not under that pressure? When is he throwing sidearm when he shouldn't? Under what circumstances? And how often do you see him do some of that stuff?
I think that's just him as a quarterback. I mean, he can throw the ball a lot of different ways, and, it's just him. People say, if a pass isn't complete, they say, well, it's because, he threw it sidearm or he dropped down into a different slot. But I think that's also missing the fact that there's a lot of times where it's right there, and I don't think that's any different than when he's – throwing from a traditional in the pocket right over the top. I mean, some of those are going to be right there and some of them aren't. I mean, You know, I don't think any quarterback in the league is complete and 100% of their passes. There's going to be some that, you know, that are incomplete. Like I said, we can do a better job supporting him, you know, from a protection standpoint, also from a catching the ball standpoint, from a running the football standpoint. You know, there were some incidents of that, but, you know, any quarterback is going to say, I mean, any player is going to be critical of their performance. They're going to say there's some things that they can do better. Coaches, players, we're all the same when it comes to that. We all want to improve and we all want to do better. And Matt's that way. Matt feels a big responsibility to our team. He's going to be a big part of our success.